It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you, and good afternoon from the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton, New York, on a St. Patrick's Day parade day in Binghamton. Got here early enough to park in a nice spot and get ready for today's game, which is extremely exciting to yours truly because it is a local final, Section 4, Class C. Two teams that know each other oh so very, very well. The Harpersville Hornets, the number seven seed and a defending finalist last year in their only loss of the season. This year they are 18-3, and they are taking on the number five seed, the Unitigo Lady Spartans, 17-3, one of those losses in Florida. Also to Cooperstown, a team that they could be playing next week if all goes right for the Lady Spartans. And it is a game, and the other loss, the championship in Unadilla Valley, but it is a game where the teams know each other very well, and they've played each other twice already, Unitigo having won both games. But the consensus down on the floor and in the talk among the towns, Harpersville seems to be playing their best ball right now. So will that carry through? We'll have to find out. Unitigo, the higher seed, and Harpersville, the lower seed. So the higher seed is the home team on the scoreboard. So technically three times in a row, Unitigo and Harpersville face each other. The Spartans wear their home white. I'm Greg Davey, and it is a very special day indeed. Section 4 Hall of Fame inductions. Yours truly was very, very honored moments ago to be part of the celebration. They're still going on now with more in the class of 2013. It'll carry on after this ball game, so I'll get to run down after the game and actually get to be a big guy and get on the court. So that'll be nice, and looking forward to that. But we have basketball in store here. A lot of extra local sponsors, as you would expect for any game of this magnitude. It is the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show underway for the Section 4 Championship, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. You know the drill. For all of your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets, Coach Greg Bonskowski, and the Lady Spartans, plus the fans of both teams in today's game, all the best. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports, our rights granted by Section 4. So any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. All the powers that be of Section 4 are over at the Holiday Inn Arena, where the Hall of Fame ceremony is probably very close to concluding. A lot of people, very impressive names going in, including Baltimore Orioles reliever Jim Johnson, who is not there but has provided a video that I did not get to see because they're going to save that till last. So there's lots to talk about with the Hall of Fame. We're going to have some surprise guests up here in the booth with me, folks that helped me celebrate today, and Craig Stevens should be coming down too, and we might get a chance to talk with him as well about memories of broadcasting live sports on WCDO. And Joe Gardner's back at the station. Wouldn't be possible without him either. We're going to log on to WCDOsports.com for the first of three local basketball games today. So we'll hear from Chambers and O'Hara, some other great sponsors, be back to take a look at both teams, how they got here, and what we can expect for today as we get ready for Section 4 Class C Girls Championship from the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33, or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar. all day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, and a very wise person said, if you look around long enough, you'll find something. And I did. Joe Gardner should know back at the station. I found the light. I knew there was a light overhead, and I knew I just had to trace the conduit, and I did during the break, and click went the light, and I can now see everything I'm doing here. It was really, really dark for a while. We've got special sponsors today we'll get to, but I want you to know, first of all, our first person logging in today, or people, from Dansville, Michigan, and that is a first. Harpersville or Unitigo fan? I don't know, but... glad to have you aboard. Harpersville got here a little, probably, I wouldn't say struggling more, but they had the lower number on the seed. They were number 7, and as everyone remembers, last year they went undefeated, ran the table until they ran into a very good Elmira Notre Dame team. They since got the better of them in the semifinals, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Harpersville, first round over Watkins Glen, that was a 7-10. They played that one at home, 79-35. A 34-5 second quarter pretty much dictated what was going to happen. Miranda Drummond had another 30-point night. Savannah Murray, her career high of 28. Abby Bird had a career high of 11, including 3 3-pointers, 3 of 6 on that team for the night. Shelby Medovich with 6 and Tatiana Sosnowski with 2, but 5, and they were only 5 for 6 from the free throw line. So 79 points in a sectional game is amazing. They backed that up with a 2-point squeaker over Unadilla Valley, a game done live on WCDO. They had 5 3-pointers and shot 10 for 16. Miranda Drummond, though in foul trouble early, came back strong with 21 points, 3 3-pointers. She's not the 3-point shooting star of this team. Savannah Murray is, but what Savannah did with her 11 points, she made 3 consecutive 1-and-1 situations down the stretch. You only get 3. Your 7th foul, 8th foul, 9th foul. She had all 3 of them and all 1-and-1, and they all went in. And that was a big, big cog for them. Sosnowski and Medovich with 10-9 respectively. That certainly helped their cause in a game at Unadilla Valley, and the Unadilla Valley was MAC champs this year. And then came the win over Elmira Notre Dame. Surprisingly easy, although being down 8-0. 53-35 was the final. The 21-7 run after Kurt Ansbeck called a 30-second timeout to say, look, we got lots of game left. Let's go to our game. They never looked back. 11 for 17 from the line, 4 3-pointers, which is lower than their game average. Savannah Murray, again, 4-for-4 from the foul line, 20 points, 2 3-pointers. Drummond with 17, 2 3-pointers. Shelby Medovich with 12 points. And Tatiana Sosnowski did not, actually, she didn't do bad in that game, but she's averaging 4 in the playoffs. Medovich, 9, Murray, 19.7, and Drummond, 22.7 in those 3 games. And they're shooting 67% from the foul line at 26-for-39. Numbers that could be totally washed away when you look at playing in the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. For Unitigo, they were the number 4 seed, so you knew they had a home game. They beat Moravia easily 46-21, 5-for-12 from the line, and Sarah Menina's 9 points, including the game's only 3-pointer. Marissa Woodard had a good game with 13, Casey Manzanero with 8, and Cassidy Newman off the bench with 9. They followed that up with a 34-24 chess match over Tioga, won by 10. They led by 7 at the half, and only allowed 4 points in the fourth quarter while scoring only 6 themselves. Good enough to win. 6-for-10 from the line. 2 3-pointers. Robin Foster had scoring honors in that game with 11. Menina with 9, including the only 2 3-pointers for their team. Manzanero and Talbot and Kayla Talbot and Woodard with 4 each. Cassidy Newman with 2. And then the thriller at Unitigo earlier this week, 48-44 over Newfield. Casey Manzanero, 14 points. Marissa Woodard, 13, including 10 in the first quarter. Newman with 8, Foster 6, Talbot 4, and Menina, again, with the only 3-pointer of the game. So, all that being said, they're 22-for-38 from the line, 4 3-pointers total, all off Sarah Menina. And so that's where we are for this one. Now, they've got both teams lined up, and they're going for the anthem. And Judy Patel is going to be singing our national anthem. So we've got the PA mic logged in here, so we are going to follow Judy as she sings our national anthem.
National anthem.
Oh, say can we see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave peace through the night. That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, really, is there anybody better than Judy Patel to sing? Apologies on the sound quality. I believe there's some impedance going on with the physics, but now we're going to have our, I don't know if they're going to introduce everybody.
Today's game. First, for the Lady Hornets of Harpersville. Number 4, Marcy Ritter.
Yep, these are the starters.
For the Spartans, number 12, Robin Foster. For the Hornets, number 5, Shelby Medovich.
For the Hornets, number 14, Casey Manzanero. For the Hornets, number 15, Esther Angeles Gutierrez. For the Hornets, number 22, Sarah Medina.
I think they forgot Kayla Talbot. I didn't have her name in the or her thing highlighted. Talk about needing the attention, huh?
The Spartans are coached by Greg Marcinkowski.
All right, so the PA mic, not that great, but we will make things work here because most of the time we're going to just need this microphone, which is wrapped tightly around my head. We'll have Dave Keller coming up, I think, possibly Craig Stevens. We're going to do some reminiscing about sports from the 80s all the way through till today with memories of great teams, great games, and maybe even some bloopers, and with Dave Keller, practical jokes. But here we go, and we've got special sponsors. Law Office of Dolores Fogarty in Unadilla, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Brown's Pharmacy of Unadilla, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Otigo Family Dental, Johnston Funeral Home, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Bread and Butter Country Store of Harpersville. I'm sure Neil and the folks there have the game on WCDO and streaming audio today, WCDOsports.com. We'll have the Franklin Morris game, girls game at 4, and at 6 o'clock it will be the Marathon Morris Boys Class D Championships from SUNY Oneonta. Harpersville in there blue with gold numbers and white trim. It's white and green for Unitigo, and we are ready to go. Woodard and Drummond to tap it up. Woodard got a little bit of a hand on it, but it's going to be Harpersville's ball as Esperanza Gutierrez got the first touch. Drummond and Murray are the two people to look at for scoring, with Sosnowski and Medovic capable of hitting double figures. There's Murray, a drive in the lane. Shot blocked partially nicely by Sarah Menina, of all people, the shortest one on the floor. She will take the ball, guarded closely by Savannah Murray, who has really stepped up her game in the second half of this season. Talbot to the left side for Menina. Scrambling defense by Harpersville. Shot clock down to 13. A pass to Manzanero, driving in on Medovic. The layup is no good. Rebound, Woodard missed it. Gets a second chance, and it will bounce, 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 and come off, and then rebounded by Medovic. Ahead to Savannah Murray. Murray, the best three-point shooter probably in the league, or one of them. There's a three-pointer by Drummond, though, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Robin Foster, their leading rebounder. And now with the lights on overhead of me, or on top of me, I can definitely read my stats, which I was worried about because the printing was very small and I didn't have a pen light. All right, Sarah Menina is on the left side looking for the first points of the ball game. Both teams have a shot. Unitigo actually a couple of shots. Talbot got to put one up, and it's partially blocked, caught in the air by Drummond. Up ahead to Shelby Medovic. Medovic driving hard on the right side, missed it. Rebound by Gutierrez. It's up and good, and the low scoring average of Harpersville is S.B. Gutierrez, and she gets the first basket of the ball game. It's 2-0 with 6:18 to play in the first quarter. Underway with a lot of time going through, and finally the first 2 points. Manzanero driving in on Medovic, goes up hard. Medovic, nice job to seal her off the baseline. Up the court comes Murray, quickly to Drummond, goes to the left side, scoops it up, and it's good. Miranda Drummond averaging 22 points this season. 30 points in one of the sectional game and averaging 22 in the playoffs as well. Kayla Talbot to the right side for Foster. Foster not normally out on the offense. They'll do a little motion thing going. Right side, baseball pass to Menina on the left side, cranks it for three, and it's off the mark. Rebound, Gutierrez had to come way out to get it. Off to Savannah Murray. So Harpersville with the early advantage. 5.5 to play. Murray driving hard. Nice pass along the baseline to Drummond. She's caught underneath. Has to pass it out to Medovic. Her shot is good for a two-pointer. Put was on the line. And Coach Greg Bonkowski wants a timeout. 5:22 to go. It's all Harpersville early. 6-0. You're listening to the Class C Girls Section 4 Championship game on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, that 30 was more like a 20, I think, but Casey Manzanera will pop it up and be short on the shot. Rebound by Drummond. She sifts her way through traffic. Pass to the right side to Medovich, and it's good. Back-to-back hoops. Back-to-back baskets for Harpersville on that succession, but 8 points in all. It's 8-0, the largest lead. Starting out of the gates, and Unitego not used to being behind early on against Harpersville. They've actually been the ones leading Harpersville the two times they played. Underneath, Foster lost the ball out of bounds. They say it did not get deflected. They say that Foster lost it outright. Got a lot more people logging on, too, so we'll get to that in a second. Drummond on the right wing, guarded by Talbot. Talbot guarded her the first time. The shot, three-pointer, no good. Talbot has to outrace Drummond to the basketball. And does so. So the Spartans still looking for their first points. It's 8-0, 4:23. Unitego with looking for their first points. Sarah Menina, wide open, takes the three. Oh, it's in and out. Rebound in the corner, though, to Manzanero. Way back out to Talbot. It's a fresh 30-second clock. 4:10 to go. They loft it into Marissa Woodard, who was double-teamed. They had someone in front and someone behind, and it was Murray and Drummond. So out of bounds it goes. Clock stops with 4:06 to play. We're at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena for the Class C Girls Section 4 Championship game. The first of three games today, but the only one here from the arena. Up the middle of the floor comes senior and West Point candidate now, I understand, Savannah Murray. She did get accepted. See where that goes. And Drummond inside might have traveled, but they're going to actually... Yes, they did call the travel. I didn't see the... There's three officials, and the one I was looking at did not make that call. From here, it did look like an extra step before it banked in. So the ball, basket waved off, 3:48 to go. Unitego starting slowly, but they can score points in bunches. That's why they're here. Menina in the deep right corner. Menina backing in on Murray. Goes up, and it's off the rim. Rebound by Woodard, and she puts it up and in. And that's what got them off out of the gate so well against Newfield. She scored five in about seven shots worth the first quarter of the semifinal. Drummond to the right side. Murray lets it fly for three. That's short. Rebound, Woodard. She holds the ball up high and outlets to Menina. So 8-2 with 3:15 to go. Ahead to Manzanero to Foster. Off the glass, good. And there comes Unitego. You knew you couldn't keep them down for long, and stamina on this court is going to mean everything. Manzanero, nearly a steal, picked up by Gutierrez. It's missed. Rebound, Manzanero, and out of bounds. Well, they say it was touched last by Harpersville. I thought it went off Manzanero's hands. Casey will inbound. She's looking for her first points, but the lead has been cut in half. It's now 8-4. Hand off from Menina to Talbot. This court is much larger than Unitego or Harpersville courts are. It's more like SUNY Oneonta. Menina, bounce pass to Manzanero. She's open, but she lost the pass down to Woodard. It's missed. Rebound Drummond. And Drummond can fly. Here she comes over half court to the right side. Gutierrez, a floater that's off the rim. Rebound Drummond puts it up, and no good is the foul. First foul of the game coming at 2:29. So at the line is Miranda Drummond, averaging 22 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks, and 3 assists. She is the whole package. Shot is short. Now, I had said before that Unitego was the last clock to not have tenths of seconds. I'm trying to remember if the arena clock doesn't have it. This is the original scoreboard. It does not show a whole lot. Both shots missed by Drummond. That's a rarity. So coming up empty, two in a row. This is a tough place to shoot free throws. It's a tough place to shoot, period. Kayla Talbot to Casey Manzanero. They're playing man-to-man defense. And again, Manzanero is going to drive on Medovich. Medovich stopped her the first two times, but this time Casey Manzanero earns a trip to the free throw line. Casey Manzanero this year by far shooting more. In fact, she's got as many free throws as the rest of the team combined. 75 for 125. That's an even 60%. Manzanero will make the first shot. Casey's first points. Casey averaging 14.3 points per ball game. Second shot around the rim, no good. Drummond with another rebound, and again, she doesn't outlet. She takes it herself. up the floor to the right side to Tatiana Sosnowski. The shot put up missed, and it's danger for Unitigo because Casey Manzanero just picked up her second foul. That is going to change the complexion, and Coach Bonskowski, I understand where he's coming from. He thought Manzanero braced for the impact. Tatiana Sosnowski into the game, and she's got the ball. Bounce pass in low to Drummond. Off the glass, good. Miranda Drummond with 4 points. Nice pass by Sosnowski, who is a junior, and a spark plug off the bench. Inside, Marissa Woodard with an individual move that I've never seen before. A couple of dribbles on the right-hand side and a layup. Makes it 10-7. Down the paint comes Sosnowski, and then a putback by Drummond. Miranda Drummond will pick up that loose ball and put it right back up. It's 12-7 in favor of Harpersville. Driving by Menina, off the glass to avoid a foul. No good. It's out of bounds off the hands of Manzanero. And right away, a chance for Coach Bonskowski to bring in number 20, Courtney Bulla. She has been the first sub off the bench the last 3 weeks and has done a nice job. Will score an occasional basket. She's a 5'4 junior. A minute 19 to go in this first quarter. 12-7. Harpersville leads Unitigo. First of three games today on CDO. Nice move by Shelby Medovich. Going to bang it in from the right side after a nice maneuver down the lane. Medovich with 6 points. Bullets driving on the baseline. Tries to pass it to Woodard. It's intercepted by Drummond. Ahead to Murray. Menina defends her, but Savannah Murray gets the basket. A flurry of points by the Hornets. 16-7 with 45 seconds to go, and I will say that it is tenths of seconds on the scoreboard. 16-7. Largest lead right now is 9, which beats the 8-0 run that start the game. Menina for 3. Off the mark. Rebound Foster. A wild putback, and it's no good. And there's going to be a foul on Marissa Woodard, who tried to contest the rebound on Gutierrez. That's one on Marissa Woodard.
Third.
Yes, I apologize. I've got a nice feed from the PA, but it's way over distorted, so we're just going to let that go and try to catch it on my mic. 19 seconds to go. Medovich to Drummond. They can see the shot clock above the basket. Oh, Sosnowski got away with a travel. Down low to Gutierrez. She's battled up. It's Sosnowski. Murray at three-pointer at 6 seconds to go. No good. Menina looks up court. There's 5 seconds to go. She's going to let it fly from half court. Just short. And the buzzer sounds. But Harpersville went up 8-0. The Spartans brought it back. And Harpersville just went on another little run. 16-7 first quarter. But we've got plenty of basketball left on the Class C Girls Section 4 Championship game right here on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. 16-7 is our score. And Unitigo, by virtue of the opening tap, there was no possession arrow, gets the ball to start with. Manzanero is in the game. Goes off to Cassidy Newman, who gets the start in the second quarter. And Bazinga, she's got a first basket on her first shot at the arena. That's got to be a thrill. 16-9, so Harpersville, their largest lead, just recently 9 points. They get out to an 8-0 start. Got lots more people logging on to tell you about. Murray drives the left side to Drummond. Drummond gets some help defensively, I should say. Talbot gets some help, and they force her to take a bad shot. Rebound on the, or foul on the rebound. Oh, Holly Henry in the ball game, and she gets called for a foul. 16-9, so Unitigo with a chance here. As we have more people logging in to tell you about. We just don't have a chance to tell you. Robin Foster, Kayla Talbot, Cassidy Newman, who's in for Woodard. Sarah Menina and Casey Manzanero. Manzanero with both fouls for Unitigo. Driving in is Foster off the front of the rim. Ball into the corner. Murray gets it. Manzanero has to give her space and did. Murray comes up running hard to Medovich. Her shot is goes in. It was short and it took a forward bounce. So Shelby Medovich, a 5'9 sophomore, leads all scorers with eight. It's 18-9. Talbot drives around to the left side, picked up by Drummond. Has to save the ball. She gets a new dribble. Bounce pass down low to Newman. Off the glass, too hard on the shot. Drummond takes it away from Newman on the rebound. Up the floor she comes to the right side for Murray. And her shot just rolls short. Drummond rebounds, and it goes in. Miranda Drummond. She's got 8 points as well. That's on Kayla Talbot. Now, Kayla Talbot is assigned to guard Miranda Drummond and has held her in check both times they played this year. Drummond, though, makes the three-point play. So she makes the first free throw of the day for either team and a timeout asked for. Let's give some of our extra sponsors their due and then our login, folks. Jessef Howell's Building Supplies of Sydney Center, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, Meng Insurance, our Dependable Defense Award sponsor, Osterhout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Morabito Energy Products, they are also our halftime sponsor, Bergen's Auto Service of Franklin, Hometown Pizza of Franklin, and Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods between Sydney and Mount Upton. So, yeah, plenty of folks jumping on with us and some of the regulars giving additional support to these young ladies, as well as the folks in Franklin and Morris, who there will be a doubleheader tonight. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Dansville, Michigan, we mentioned, Owego, New York, Binghamton and Cortland, New York, Harpersville and Norwich, New York, Oneonta and Elmira, New York, Boston, Gloucester, Mass, Palmyra, New York, and Texarkana, Texas, I think. Isn't it on the border of Texas and Arkansas? Have to ask Dave Keller for a geography lesson on that one. And it's Casey Manzanero driving hard up the left side, and she's going to get two at the line as she's been fouled by, looks like, Shelby Medovich. And that would be two on Shelby. Likewise with Medovich, or likewise with Manzanero. But they did not announce who the foul's on. I think I saw the number five flash up by one of the three officials. Manzanero scores on the first one. She's got 2 points, both from the foul line. 6:08, clock stopped at 21-10. Second shot is good. Casey's been real hot down the stretch for free throws, as we know from her free throw shooting to beat Newfield. She made two shot fouls. Both were one-on-ones, I guess. Here comes Murray driving in around a screen and gets the left-hand layup. Savannah Murray with 4 points. She's got senior leadership. She played in last year's game, and she won the Section 4. She was part of the Section 4 winning team from the year before. It is Manzanero at the foul line. Fakes the shot. Goes to Menina for three. They need it, and they get it. Sarah Menina with her first three-pointer. She's got 5 three-pointers in the postseason. So does Unitigo. So all five coming off the hands of number 22. Inside the drive by Drummond, and she draws the foul on Cassidy Newman. And I've said this often, and people have asked me, well, how do you handle a game where you know both teams very well? And I say, I think it's the winning combination. It's both a blessing and a curse, because you know both teams very well, so you know one of the local teams is going to win, but one of them's going to lose. And that's happened many times over 25 years. Drummond makes the first free throw. And that gives her 11 points. And now we'll see for the first time in the postseason, Michaela Reynolds, number 21. She's got a good three-point shot as well. She comes in to replace Robin Foster, who has stayed foul-free. Drummond makes the second one. So 12 points for Drummond, 8 points for Shelby Medovich. They've got 20 of the 25, and it's a 12-point lead, largest of the game. There's a steal by Drummond. 25-13 is our score, 5:16 to go. The pass up ahead to Medovich, lost control of it. Got it back, Murray for three, and it's short. Rebound is up for grabs. It was Sosnowski, backs it out to Medovich. Coming around the key is Sosnowski, hands it literally off to Marcy Ritter, who missed the shot. Drummond fights off two players of Unitigo to get the ball inside to Murray. She kicks it back, Sosnowski from 12 feet away, high off the board, no good. Newman trying to save it and can't quite do it. Boy, you run the risk there when you're underneath the other team's basket trying to save it. You can't do it under the basket because it could wind up being an easy layup. Harpersville stacks it up four on the foul line. Nobody breaks to the basket, though, so it's Murray. She's open for three, but passes down low to Medovich. Left hand, no good. Rebound. It's going to be a tie-up. Manzanero and Sosnowski tied up. 4:40 to go, first half. 25-13, Harpersville with an experience here at the arena 2 years in a row. Remember, 2 years ago, it was with Hannah Kimmel. And Drummond scoring a lot of points. Drummond for three. It's short. Off into the corner. Menina's just going to block out Medovich, who was trying to grab it. 4:34, clock stop. 25-13. Sure do have a lot of people logging on early on. Nice press by the Harpersville Hornets. Give it off to Michaela Reynolds, though, to beat that press. And the Hornets will back it up and play in their man-to-man defense, which has worked very well so far. Nothing really underneath to speak of. Drummond got a little hand on that for Kayla Talbot. Talbot to the left side. Around the screen comes Menina. Fakes the three. Driving in. Talbot's alone on the left side. Now she stops and pops from 12 feet. No good. Rebound Marcy Ritter of the Hornets. Outletting to Savannah Murray. She's got some speed. Here she comes. Crossover dribble at the foul line. Left side for Sosnowski. She gets bumped by Manzanero. Or should I say she's the one who bumps Manzanero. So a play that could have gone either way. A break for Unitigo there. It could have been Casey Manzanero's third foul. Savannah Murray playing Sarah Menina very close all the way up the court, but Menina able to handle it. She backs up for a three, and it's good! Check that, two. Two-pointer. Menina had backed up, but not far enough. So back-to-back hoops by Sarah Menina makes it 25-15. There's a shot by Savannah Murray on the left side, and it's nothing but net. Savannah Murray with 6 points. 27-15, back to the 12-point edge, 3.5 to play. Our Maravito halftime report coming up, but we're actually going to have a lot of fun with that today. Got some guest microphone people. There's Menina again for three, missed it. Rebound Medovich. Didn't miss by much, though. And Michaela Reynolds is following the ball handlers up the floor defensively. She's taking Medovich. Murray, give and go to Drummond. Runs right into Manzanero, so passed it. Drummond, nice pass off to number 24, Tatiana Sosnowski. Her first basket, it's a 14-point lead. 2:54 to play. Kayla Talbot, top of the key. She spots up for the shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound up by Manzanero. It's good, and she's fouled. Casey Manzanero slithered her way between two would-be rebounders. See who the foul's on. That's going to be Savannah Murray with only her first. 14 fouls on the Hornets, and Manzanero back at the line to try the old-fashioned three-point play. It is up, and it is good. 4 for 5 from the line, and of course now with that two fouls for Manzanero, Coach Bonskowski is going to sub in. Reynolds and Manzanero come out. Woodard comes back in. And Courtney Bullis comes back in. Oh, a nice pick and roll. Block shot by Woodard. A huge block and a big outlet pass to Sarah Menina. She gets up ahead of steam. Bounce pass to Newman. Off the glass. Got it. She's fouled. Humongous play by Marissa Woodard on the defensive end. And not only that, she held the ball high over her head and fired a bullet out to Sarah Menina at half court. Menina took it from there at the 2-on-1 break. So Cassidy Newman at the line, around the rim, and good. Cassidy Newman with the three-point play. She's got 5 points in this quarter, 29-21 the lead now, 8 for the Hornets. Didn't catch who that foul's on, but we'll catch up to it somehow. It is Marcy Ritter at the foul line. She does not shoot very much. Sosnowski in the corner, guarded by Courtney Bullis, who seals her off. Ritter goes around the screen, puts it up from the baseline, missed. Rebound by Courtney Bullis. Bullis giving some quality minutes to Coach Bonskowski in the first two quarters. And it's up the floor for Kayla Talbot. Woodard to the right side, and they're letting her take the ball way out top, trying to get Drummond away from the basket. Cross court pass to Bullis. Bullis to Menina. Menina driving in, a scoop to the hoop, but gets blocked. It's rebounded by, or caught by Murray in the air. Oh, she's having a hard time bringing the ball up the court. She gets her control back, passes to the right side for Shelby Medovic. Medovic bangs it in for two. She's got 10 points. 31-21. It's a 10-point lead now for the Harpersville Hornets. Seated number 7, Menina to the right, left wing, to Bullis off her hand. She gets it back, though. Give her credit for hustling. She didn't give up on the play. Kayla Talbot, top of the key, guarded by Medovic. Cross-court pass to Menina from the right baseline, just in and out. Rebound to Medovic for Harpersville. And off to Murray. Savannah Murray drives hard on the left side. Six-footer off the rim twice, three times, no good. Drummond with a rebound and fouled on the putback. Miranda Drummond out-jumping Marissa Woodard. And Woodard will be called for the second foul. But boy, what a defensive play she made a couple of minutes ago. 57, are you kidding me? 57 and a half seconds to go in the half. Drummond from the line hits the first one. Foster back in the ballgame. Casey Manzanero back in the ballgame for offense. 57 and a half seconds to go. 32-21. So the Hornet, the Spartans got it down to 8 briefly. Shot missed. Rebound Foster, who saves it. Almost got stepped on the end line there. That would have been an easy turnover. 32-21. 50 seconds to go. Drummond had made four shots in a row, and there's a push away from the basketball. Called on Savannah Murray. Murray with two fouls right now for Harpersville. We'll see if Kurt Aaron's back. He looks up at the clock, sees 46 seconds to go. This is one of the advantages of being across from the scorer's table and this high up. First of all, the referee's not in your way. That's the one thing I like instead of being at courtside. But so let's see. There's going to be Casey Manzanero back at the line. She's got 6 points. 4 for 5 from the line so far. Her team trails by 11. Shot is up, and it's no good. So it wasn't a two shot. It was a 1-1, my bad. Down low to Medovic. Can't climb the basket. Just short. She gets her own rebound, taps it to Murray. She gets a shot blocked, recovers it, and passes it back. Inside for Drummond. Blocked shot, but a foul. And that could be 2 on Talbot or 3 on Woodard. That'll be Kayla Talbot's second foul. Talbot with 2. Manzanera with 2. Woodard with 2. Drummond at the line, leading all scorers with 13. And this definitely is a two-shot foul. The first shot is up and good. And 30.7 seconds to go till halftime. It's up, and it's off the back of the rim. Boxing out was Manzanero. And there's a tie-up with Sosnowski. So it's Unitico's ball with 29 seconds to go. They can play for the final shot. Menina will bring it up, helped by Manzanero. Guarded closely by Savannah Murray, who has 2 fouls. Coach Ernstbeck could have subbed at that point. Here comes Manzanero driving in, lost control of the ball, and it's out of bounds. She had her sights set on a right-handed layup. 17.2 seconds to go. 33-21 Harpersville. And Newman and Bullis will come back in to protect Woodard and Manzanero from getting a foolish third foul. Not that they would try, but sometimes weird things happen. 15 seconds to go. Again, the kids can see the clock from over the basket. We got the high technology here. It is Sosnowski, stolen by Menina. 5 seconds to go. Will she get into a shot mode? It's at the buzzer. Oh, Robin Foster nearly sculled that one from about 28 feet away. But goodness gracious, we go into halftime, 33-21 in favor of Harpersville. They have never trailed, and we'll see what happens in the second half. But first, we have the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Can't wait for that. We'll have some fun with some WCDO Voices of the Past. So stick around. It's live, Section 4, Class C Girls Final Action on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. 33-21, Harpersville leads Unitigo. They went out to an 8-0 lead and have not trailed this entire game. Our halftime sponsor on WCDO, as always, Maravito Energy Products. For 85 years, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. The winner to play Cooperstown next week, hopefully at SUNY Oneonta. Our scoring leaders for Casey Manzanero, 6 points, 5 points each for Sarah Menina and Cassidy Newman, 4 points for Marissa Woodard, and 2 for Robin Foster. For Harpersville, it's been the Drummond and Medovich show. Miranda Drummond with 14 points, Shelby Medovich with 10, all from the field. Drummond, half and half. She's got actually 8 from the field and 6 from the foul line in 9 attempts. And after that, Savannah Murray with 6, Tatiana Sosnowski with 2. 33-21, the winner to go next week against Cooperstown, who we started the season with. But today is the Section 4 Hall of Fame inductions, and I was honored enough, thanks to somebody nominating me, to go into the class of 2013. and had to leave the ceremony early after getting my lifetime pass, which is what it's all about for me, but to go to Eddie Gave Away. But one of the guys that helped me get to this point said yes to me in a fast food restaurant after retiring from coaching, said, I'm going to come. Yeah, I said, could you do football with me? Because you know the game and I know how to talk. Together we'll have a good time. And he did, and for, I don't know, 12, 15 years he was with me. Dave Keller is joining me right now. And, Dave, first of all, thanks for attending for me, with me and helping me in the honor. And, you know, you get a piece of the plaque, too, because we've had so much fun over the years.
Oh, man, we've had sometimes too much fun. But, yeah, thank you for inviting me. It was nice. A lot of the new Hall of Fame inductees are down there, and I'm sitting in the presence of one of the newest ones. Congratulations. Long time coming, Greg.
But if you remember when we first started out, we didn't really have press boxes. We were on scaffolding. We were on school buses. We were in the pouring rain with no cover. We did games over a telephone.
We were handing a telephone receiver back and forth. I remember that.
Some crazy times.
Come a long way.
Yeah, we have come a long way. And, of course, you got to help cover the Sydney Championship football the one year I step away to go on and win the States with you and Chris Capello, who also joined us at our table today. So it's great to have the both of you guys, because between the three of us, we've had a blast.
Yeah, we really did. And knowing that the three of us were going to be at the same table, I wore my Three Stooges football tie in honor of that.
Oh, man.
Some of the pranks you mentioned. When you got your brand-new electrical box there that put us into the 21st century,
don't
you were
drink
so proud of it.
Yeah, don't drink a soda nearby here. You can't.
No, I put a fake vomit on there one time, and there had to be 20 seconds of dead air space when you saw it.
And you had a Diet Pepsi that had a fake spill, and I turned away for something at the Keith Clark Park Morabito Press Box, and I turned around, and there it is. And, I mean, my nanosecond of terror cannot be described here.
All over your clipboard and stats.
But we had Dave Keller. We had a feature called Keller's Clipboard with a K, and then Keller's Keys to Victory. And we just had so much fun doing games and seeing kids grow up and become young men and women.
Yeah, and it's been many years. This game here is going to be, I think it's going to be a good game. I like the rotation the Unitigo coach has, getting his bench into the game, and I think that's going to play into the fourth quarter.
I think so, too, and we should mention that the football aficionado that joined me for the game because of his expertise has found himself being a modified girls basketball coach. That's why he knew what he was talking about.
Right? Yeah, we had a successful modified season this year with the girls.
Yeah.
Combined 7th and 8th grade teams, they were 20-2 was our combined record. So
Bob Conway's got to love you, so that's great. Well, you can't do it without the kids, so thank goodness sports is still alive. No matter what the state brings us in the next few years, sports are alive and well for both our young men and women. Thank you, Dave Keller. I know it's only a short time talking here, but, boy, a lifetime of memories is what I put in my biography. It's just really a lifetime of memories, and it's still going here today.
My pleasure, Greg. As a matter of fact, I see some of our BG basketball players down here in the crowd watching the game.
And they're a young team, so who knows what happens next year. All right, Dave Keller, thanks again for joining me. It's been, and we'll have more fun down the road as well. I can't even begin to share the memories, but we had some of the highlights. And, yes, we've done some crazy things over the years, but never had a crossword between us, and that goes a long way. All right, we're going to come back. It is 33-21. Harpersville has led all the way against Unitigo. Remember, Unitigo won two games in a row against this same team, and can they beat a team three times in a row? Well, right now they got a 12-point ladder to climb. We'll come back and have the second half between Harpersville, Unitigo, and the Class C Section 4 Girls Basketball Finals from the arena in Binghamton on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We are set to go 33-21. We've got more people logging on New York City. We can't forget those people because they will log on all year. Windsor, Oxford, and Bainbridge, along with our folks from Michigan and Texarkana, Boston. Rabideau Energy Products Halftime Report, thank you very much. We'll see you next week at, hopefully, SUNY Oneonta. And we start the second half. Harpersville with the ball. There have only been three possession arrows so far. Savannah Murray, Miranda Drummond for three, left side. Oh, did that hurt? Miranda Drummond, 17 points. Nothing says spirit like a three-pointer when you're up 12. Now they're up 15. That's the largest lead. But Unitigo can chip away. Sarah Menina down low. Oh, stolen by Drummond. Drummond past Menina, and Sarah Menina might get called for a foul. She tried to get in Drummond's way. Drummond tried to avert and or divert herself from there, and Menina with the foul. And that's going to bring a nice... Oh, a nice fake to Savannah Murray. Gets the ball after a fake out. She ran in. Oh, and there's just on the opposite end of things. One player went the other way, and the pass went the way originally that was being cut, and that made absolutely no sense at all. Let's just say it's Unitigo's ball after a bad pass. How's that? 36-21. Casey Manzanero, the leading scorer for Unitigo with just six. Sarah Menina with a three and a two. They got Marissa Woodard out. Way up on top to get Drummond away from the key. Drummond still leaks back down in, and on the screen she's got Menina. Driving in, Manzanero, pass to Woodard. Short off the glass, and it's good. Marissa Woodard had two baskets in the first quarter. They're going to need her in the second half. Into Gutierrez and reaching in to create the held ball as Kayla Talbot. And that's going to give it right back to Unitigo. So in this case, it worked out for the Spartans, who trail by 13, 6:46 to go in the third quarter. It is Talbot, Menina, Manzanero, Woodard, and Foster, the normal starters. Manzanero on the right side, fakes a pass inside, kicks it back out to Talbot. Talbot passing low to Woodard, and somebody knocks it out of bounds. It must have been Marcy Ritter, who starts the second half for Harpersville with Murray, Drummond, Medovich, and Esperanza Gutierrez. 6:31 to play. Pass inside to a wide-open Manzanero, but she missed the shot. And the ball is free, and it's Manzanero ripping it away. And now the tie-up on the floor will give it back to Harpersville on the 50-50 ball. Boy, Casey Manzanero was wide open on the inbounds pass. The pass came in a little bit late, so she missed the shot, but somehow wrestled it away before the possession arrow or the two thumbs up by the officials. So high post pass to Sosnowski, who's in the game now. Back out to Murray. To Sosnowski playing the high post. Kicks it out to Medovich, and that girl is hot tonight. 13 points, her first three-pointer. 39-23. It's up to a 16-point lead. That's the largest of the game for the Hornets. Talbot. Boy, Harpersville's playing some very intense man-to-man. Menina from the left side comes up short. Rebound, Manzanero up, and foul is called on Shelby Medovich, which could be her second or third, depending on me paying attention. Clock stops at 5:49. And it doesn't say, well, they're waiting because Manzanero is at the line. She scores. It is her third, okay. So that my guess was correct. Medovich with three, and that could mean something as Manzanero cashes in both. She's got a team-high 8 points. And a full timeout at 5:49. We will give the rest of our special sponsors their due. National Bank of Delaware County in Franklin. Remember, you hear Franklin a lot. That's because of the coverage of the Franklin-Morris game coming up at 4 o'clock. Huff Ice Cream of Sydney is also part of the sponsor package. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, of course, our tip-off show sponsors. Beagle's Plumbing and Heating, longtime business in Harpersville. The Valley Cafe of Morris. Egley Machine Company in Sydney, always sponsoring local sports. The Rich's Auto Body of Franklin. Also, hi to Dawn's Deli in Franklin. NBT Bank, our outstanding offense award sponsors. C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Roberts Eye Care. Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney and Unadilla. And Roma Restaurant in Morris, Sydney, and Oxford, and of course Amerigas, and politically speaking, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. We've got folks checking in from all over the country today. Well, mostly east of the Mississippi, though. A couple of Michigans, Dansville and Grand Rapids, Owego, Binghamton, Cortland, Harpersville, Norwich, Oneonta, Elmira, Texarkana, Boston, Gloucester, Massachusetts, Palmyra, New York, the Big Apple, Windsor, Oxford, and Bainbridge. All right, so back to the action. Harpersville, going to see a little bit more, a little half-court pressure right now by the Spartans, trying to put the ball into the hands of somebody else besides Savannah Murray, and it's Medovic bringing the ball up court this time to Murray. Down low to Drummond. How the heck did she get that pass and put up a shot? It didn't make it, but she gets the foul. That'll be Marissa Woodard's third foul, and that's going to bring Greg Bonskowski to survey the bench to say who is the best person to bring in. Probably going to be Cassidy Newman, but Drummond at the line shoots and scores to make it a game-high 18. Remember last year, her team losing 60-49. She scored, I think, 32 points in that game and fouled out. She's well on her way to that now, 19 points. Shelby Medovic with 13 to together, it's 32 out of the 41 points. Sarah Menina on the right side. Waits for the pass. Here's the cut by Casey Manzanero. It's short. Rebound and a traveling violation called on Gutierrez. While Manzanero came in late to try to tie her up, Gutierrez fell, and that's a travel. Holly Henry checks back into the Hornet lineup, replacing Gutierrez. Woodard stays in. Looks like Robin Foster looking to get the inbounds, but no, she sets the screen for Menina. Bounce pass to Foster. Foster drives in, double team, and whoa, there's a two-point reversal right there as Foster and Murray were tangled up. That's going to go against Robin Foster. Now, keep in mind, Robin Foster, very prone to getting fouls in a hurry. That's only her first, though, with 5:10 to play in the third quarter. Murray gets by a double team. Steps back, shoots into the air ball, rebounded by Woodard. Woodard high over the head, as she's been instructed, so that nobody can steal the ball from her. Outlets to Manzanero. Casey Manzanero, left side to Foster, driving in on Sosnowski. A fallaway jumper, no good. Woodard puts it up, missed. Put it back up by Robin Foster. Her strength is offensive rebounding, and she showed it right there. 41-27. Murray gets the pass to Drummond. Drummond at the foul line. Up and good. I think Miranda Drummond loves to play on this court. She's got 21 points. It's 43-27. Back to the largest lead. Now it's a three or shot by Talbot on the right. Left wing, no good. Rebound Foster. Back to Manzanero. Casey stays on the right side. Drives in. The double team off to Menina for three. It's up and it is off the rim. Rebound Henry. Dangerous outlet pass caught, though, by Savannah Murray. Almost stolen by Talbot. Pass down low on a collision between two Unitigo players. The ball happened to be sandwiched in between, and Marissa Woodard gets the recovery for Unitigo. Under 4 minutes to go in the third. Talbot circles her way to the top of the key. Looks to the right side, Menina. Sarah Menina on the right wing to Foster. Her favorite shot for the baseline. It's around the rim, no good. Rebound. Well, nobody gets it. It's a loose ball. Picked up by the Hornets. Up the floor comes Murray. Murray to a diagonally open Holly Henry. The pass goes diagonally, and Henry with an easy two. The 5'10 junior scores, making it 45-27, and suddenly the largest lead grows to 18. Well, they say it's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year, and you know that's basically just a superstition, but Harpersville proving it today. Sarah Menina to Manzanero, driving in. She goes up. Nice pass off to Woodard, off the glass, good. At the very last second, Manzanero dished it off to Marissa Woodard, who banked it in for two, 45-29. Sosnowski in the game. Bounce pass to Drummond. The turnaround is off the glass and good. They are not stopping Miranda Drummond. She is making this her personal playground today. 47-29 with 2:45 to play in the third quarter. The Hornets keeping that big double-figure distance. Points-wise, the closest it's been was 29-21. They literally a ball thrown up by Robin Foster on a turnaround with really no sight to the basket, and it just flies out of bounds. There's a little bit of urgency in a negative sense by Unitigo right now. Spartans back to a man-to-man defense. Up the floor, around the screen comes Savannah Murray. The give and go to Drummond. The left hand, no good. Rebound, Robin Foster fights her way for the ball. Nicely done, nicely defended off a good basic pick and roll by Harpersville. Manzanero drives in. She's got to go up and is calling for the offensive foul. Well, she went into a triple team, tried to draw the foul, and that's going to be three on Casey Manzanero. And that's the fourth team foul on Unitigo. Murray behind the back. Whoa, around the screen by Drummond. Oh, there's a collision. Manzanero and Drummond on a pick and roll. The pass by Murray was intended for Drummond, and Manzanero and Drummond just collided. The ball came free. No call either way. Manzanero to Menina. Screens over to Talbot. Now in the corner, Cassidy Newman in the game. Back to Newman. Driving in, and a traveling violation on Newman's drive to the basket. 47-29, Unitigo trailing Harpersville. Harpersville's only loss last year right here at the arena against Elmira Notre Dame in a game at about 2.5 hours later than it was supposed to start because of the power failure. There's Medovich for three. She made one earlier, missed it, and it's off the head, unwittingly, of Cassidy Newman. A buck 22 to play in this third quarter. 47-29 if you're just tuning in or logging in. Sosnowski, long pass to Murray. She spots up for three. Just missed. Rebound, Casey Manzanero. These girls are leaving it all on the floor despite the lack of shooting prowess today. There's Manzanero driving in, and she this time draws the foul. She'll get two more at the line. Unitigo in the first half was 5-for-7 from the line. Foul, I believe, on Savannah Murray, because they said third. And it's a non-shooting situation. It was on the floor, a little confusing. Foster from the left baseline is good. Robin Foster has 6 points. Down to a minute to play in the third quarter, 47-31. Harpersville playing with so much confidence right now. Everything they seem to be doing, they seem to be doing well. Murray in the corner. Baseline shot blocked by Manzanero. Ball is loose. It's Menina. Now it's back on the floor, up for grabs. Possession arrow, Unitigo. Spartans going to my right, by the way, and Harpersville to my left. 42.9 seconds to go. Murray with three fouls, so you have to think, wouldn't this be a time with 16-point lead? Maybe bring her out so she doesn't get a fourth? But that's me second-guessing up here. Menina to Manzanero, just inside the three-point line, and it's way off the mark. She shot too quickly, 29 seconds left. But again, that sense of urgency right now, trying to get a few points in. So Courtney Bullis checks back in for Unitigo, replacing Casey Manzanero, who with Marissa Woodard lead the team with 8 points each. 24 seconds now. Murray waits to bring it over half court and does so with a pass to Shelby Medovich. Medovich around the screen by Drummond. Now it's Sosnowski, a six-footer floater in the lane. Tatiana Sosnowski, I love to say that name. 4 points for her. 49-31, back to an 18-point lead. 3 seconds to go. Talbot lets it fly for three. Bank shot, no good. Well, more of the same in this third quarter. Harpersville with the lead, 49-31. Stick around. We got fourth quarter action coming up from the arena. It's the Section 4 Class C Girls Final on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It was a 16-10 advantage for Harpersville in that quarter. And they take the 49-31 lead over Unitigo. And starting the second half, or starting the fourth quarter, I should say, I think they're I think they got a do-over. They're giving the ball back to Harpersville. I don't know if they're going to put time back on the clock or what. 7:55 with 26 on the shot clock. Almost didn't make sense. Nope, they give them a fresh 30 and just lop the 5 seconds and keep that. Murray thought about a three. Drummond will take the three from the corner, but it's short. Rebound by Sosnowski. Kick back to Murray off the back of the rim. Another long rebound kicked out of bounds by Unitigo. By Casey Manzanero and slap five with Sarah Medina. It's basically hustling, knowing you weren't going to get the ball, but you didn't want the other team to get the ball. It is Shelby Medovich, Tatiana Sosnowski, Murray, and a hold by Sarah Menina, who is just trying to get possession of that ball back. And while Menina gets her second foul, the team's fifth, 7:30 left in the game, it's a non-shooting. I got to give Savannah Murray credit. Not only is she getting accepted to West Point, her twin brother, whose name I cannot remember, he is the Hornet down there behind the Hornets bench. Drummond for three. Not this time. Rebound. Manzanero. Rebound foul by Holly Henry, who has picked up her second. 3 team fouls on the Hornets. Sarah Menina guarded closely by Savannah Murray, who's played very well defensively, as we know. They've kept Menina pretty much out of the loop offensively except for a 3 and a 2. And there's Drummond with a steal against Courtney Bullis, who's just checked in. Here comes Cassidy Newman to block the shot by Drummond, but commit the foul. She gave up a foul to prevent the points. Cassidy Newman with 2 fouls, and that's 6 team fouls. Miranda Drummond, who, like I said, just seems to use this larger court as her playground. And it just teeters on the rim for what seemed like a long time. Obviously wasn't, but seemed like a long time, and it fell off. So let's see what she does on the second one. That one teeters around and then falls in. Takes a reverse spin. 24 points. She's just 7 shy of Unitigo's total. 50-21. The lead now grows to 19, largest of the game. Menina goes around a screen by Newman. Backdoor, nice bit pick and roll to Newman. The flip around, missed it. Ball is up for grabs again, and Cassidy Newman will draw the foul. Cassidy Newman deserves all kinds of credit because she was battling 2 people, Murray and Henry, and came up the victor in that one. So it's Cassidy Newman with 5 points all in the second quarter. Shoots and scores on the first one. She's had a pretty good game here in the arena. Of course, she's a sophomore. She'll get a starting role next year. Courtney Bullis comes out. And I think you heard that piped in. SB Gutierrez is back in the game. Newman misses this one. Rebound Murray, and she does a nifty job of dribbling away from the defense. 6:36 to go in this one, folks. 50-32. It's been Harpersville at the beginning, at the middle, and toward the end. Sosnowski, deep right corner, no good. Rebound, Gutierrez kicks it back out to Savannah Murray, who's just going to start the offense. Coach Ehrensbeck saying, let's not rush it. Drummond has the ball, guarded by Talbot. Screened by Tatiana Sosnowski, and a nice backdoor pick and roll. Forget the backdoor, let's just stay pick and roll. No, mostly it's Drummond who sets the screen and rolls. This time she was the passer, but it went away and went out of bounds off Sosnowski. So it's Talbot down in the right corner for Newman. Back out to Talbot. Foster trying to play the high post. Marissa Wooder not in there right now. Newman driving in. Scoop to the hoop. No good. It's a wild carom off the backboard. Outlet to Murray. And now Sarah Menina trying to challenge Savannah Murray. Murray using her offhand to protect the ball as much as her body, and then Menina got one extra shove in there. So Sarah Menina with three. That's the seventh team foul, and that equals a 1-1. Savannah Murray held to 6 points tonight, but she's done today, but she's done so much more. Clock stops, 5:46. This is no good. Saving the ball, or trying to save the ball, was Cassidy Newman. But Gutierrez, some quick feet to get inside of Newman on that, because Newman had the inside shot with a box out. And usually doesn't give up that space. All right, Sosnowski with an inbound to Drummond. Ricocheted off of Manzanero, came out to Murray. Murray threw the double team, 10-footer, short. Rebound comes out to Murray, she gets a second chance, and that's short. Gutierrez with a rebound, and a foul on the third opportunity there, and that's Newman's third foul for Unitigo. 5:34 left. And this one a definite two-shot. So at the end of this game, they'll honor the non-starters and the starters for both teams with medals. And then they'll have the Section 4 Athletic Hall of Fame. The second portion of the ceremony. The first ceremony was done at the Holiday Inn Arena. Number 15, Gutierrez with the basket, or with a free throw, I should say. She's got 3 points in this game. She's a senior at 5'8". Second shot is good. So every little bit helps for the Hornets right now as they take their largest lead at 20 points, 52-32. It's frustration, no question about it, on the part of Unitigo, but Harpersville had a very good game plan. Menina to the right wing for Manzanero. Fakes the pass. Goes around a screen. Puts it up. Shot blocked. Blocked by Drummond. Murray up ahead to Drummond in transition. And Menina comes in and blocks Drummond's shot. But I don't think Harpersville is going to argue that. That could have easily been a foul. Henry comes out. Marcy Ritter comes back in. She's a starter but does not always see a lot of time. The Hornets go to the inbounds. Does go to Ritter. Off her hands. Bounce pass to Murray. And there's a tackle by Robin Foster. I'm not laughing at her. I'm just laughing because she stumbled forward and she had really no recourse there. So Robin should not foul out of this game. 5:07 to play. But I think she would trade a foul out for a victory. I'm pretty positive. Shot is up for Murray on the 1-1. This time, the last time she missed, and you know, I didn't note that because she had, against Unadilla Valley, the 3 1-1s down the stretch to seal that victory. Second shot is good. She's their best free throw shooter by far. 8 points now for Savannah Murray. And a ball that almost, Drummond almost steals it. They're continuing to put the pressure on. Michaela Reynolds in the game for Unitigo, by the way, number 21, another senior. So Greg Bonskowski probably seeing what's happening, the 22-point spread and letting seniors get their final time. Foster, Reynolds, Menina, three-pointer. She aims, she fires, she's way short, caught by Drummond. And a foul on the retribution there. That's Robin Foster's third. I better not say that Robin's not going to foul out. She's a senior, too. I'm sure the girls for Unitigo, having been in a couple of real scruffs there the last couple of games, that 10-point win over Tioga with 34 points, and then the win over Newfield, shot for the 1-1 by Drummond, up and good. She's got 25. 4:47 to go. 55-32, 56-32. 26 points for Miranda Drummond, and their lead grows now to 24. This did not live up to the drama we were hoping for. Sarah Menina, God bless her, right down the court and fired it up on the run and scored it. So Menina with 7 points. Timeout asked for by Unitigo. 4:37 to go, 56-34. Harpersville leads this one. You're listening to Section 4 Championship Basketball on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, 4:37 left in this one, 56-34. Hello to folks in Horsehead and Endicott, nearby Endicott, listening in today, along with a lot of other places, including Harpersville, who could not make it today and probably figured it's better reception online than on WCDO radio. That's fine. Harpersville leading it all the way here, 56-34 right now, and they've still got starters in the ballgame. I'm sure that'll change fairly shortly. Savannah Murray, guarded by Sarah Menina. Murray, nice job, unfazed, goes to Shelby Medovich. Short on the three-point shot, rebound Michaela Reynolds. Reynolds will up the ball to Casey Manzanero, or check that, Kayla Talbot. In the corner, it's Foster, again from the baseline. Well, her last two baseline shots are good. 8 points for her, but is it enough to get it back? 56-26. Some pressure defense by Unitigo, but again, Harpersville, the veteran team here. Cross-court pass to Medovich. Down low to Gutierrez. Around the defense, puts it up short. Rebound whacked out to the foul line to Shelby Medovich. 3:39 to go, and Murray's going to dribble away from Sarah Menina. Off to Shelby Medovich to Miranda Drummond. Drummond to a lead pass to Savannah Murray. Right back cross court, 13 on the shot clock. Murray gets it back off the pass from Medovich. Setting a screen to Sosnowski. Murray takes her own way in. The ball gets lost. Gutierrez recovers and is tied up there with Casey Manzanero. A jump ball, so to speak. Possession arrow, more likely. 3:17 left. It is the Hornets' ball. They'll set up the box on the key. Out to Medovich on the inbounds. Murray, with one on the shot clock, throws it up. Missed it. Rebound, Gutierrez puts it back up. No good. Drummond, well, guess what? Miranda Drummond will finish. What else is new? 28 points, and she's 10 for 15 from the foul line for 66.7%. Guess how much Harpersville is shooting percentage-wise in the postseason? 66.7%, exactly the same. Shot by Michaela Reynolds, 3 points. She had it in her sights from the top of the key, but missed it. Rebound to the Hornets, and they'll go on with Drummond, dribbling the left side. Didn't see what she liked. Passes it long to Medovich. Back out to Murray. 2.5 to go, 11 on the shot clock. Medovich looked to throw it and decided to dribble it. Now it's Drummond. She's going to stop and unload it to Gutierrez. Missed the shot. She gets her own rebound, and the 5'8 senior will again be tied up by Casey Manzanero. So this time they flip the coin, and it's Unitigo's ball. But 58-36. Spartans just not having it today, but they're still playing it hard and to the finish as you would expect. Talbot to the foul line. Now it's to Menina. And it's to Foster inside for Manzanero. The turnaround is no good. Shelby Medovich with a rebound, and Casey Manzanero pressuring Shelby Medovich, gets the foul. But this should be noted and will be archived forever on WCDO Sports On Demand. Casey Manzanero, in the wake of a, or in the face of a 22-point deficit, went over and helped Shelby Medovich up. The sportsmanship on both of these teams must be noted. And now it's noted for all time. Shelby Medovich, who will be quite the junior player next year, teaming with Drummond, misses the first shot. And with 10 team fouls, it is two-shot time. Foster and Talbot come off the floor for Unitigo. So now the subbing has begun with 1:58 to go. Medovich in and out just like the first one. Marcy Ritter rebounds. So Foster sits down with 8 points. Kayla Talbot did not score today, only shot a couple times. 1:56 to go. Again, the possession arrow. Nice deflection by Michaela Reynolds, and she saves it from going out of bounds. Nice hustle by the senior, who has not played the last several weeks. Menina, nice bounce pass to Manzanero. The turnaround blocked by Drummond, but they'll call Miranda Drummond for a foul. And somebody who has also got in foul trouble easily both times they played picks up only her first. A very notable factoid right there. Manzanero at the line to shoot two, and the first one's no good. Casey Manzanero, I'm sure, is exhausted. 8 points, only one field goal, six free throws from the line, another one in. Oh, this one's in and out. 0 for 2 on that exchange. So no double-figure scores for Unitigo. Two players with eight, and Sarah Menina with seven. I'm sorry, three players with eight. Yep, there's a ball that's loose. Manzanero gets it. Menina tried to help her and lost the dribble. Drummond with a steal. A minute 25 to go. And the question is, will Coach Kurt Ehrensbeck empty the bench with a 22-point lead and only a minute 16 to go? And there's a foul by Sarah Menina out in the open court against Savannah Murray. That'll get her two shots. It's four on Sarah. So let's hope nobody fouls out. And it looks like some substitutes once and for all for both teams. At the line, Savannah Murray. Shot is up and good. She not only has the best success free throws for Harpersville, and I don't have the stats to back that up. I just know the postseason's been phenomenal. As Casey Manzanero sits down and Sarah Menina sits down, and there's no doubt there's tears flowing there. This team won the Section 4 championship. But back to Savannah Murray. She has the best free throw shooting form, so consistent. And this one makes it two. I didn't even jinx her. 10 points for Murray, 4 of 5 from the line in the fourth quarter, including a rare 1-1 miss. So 60-36, back to the largest lead at 24. Down to a minute to play. Marissa Woodard, Courtney Bullis, Cassidy Newman, they'll all be back next year. Got a couple of subs to tell you about, too. Woodard misses, tried to get the ball back. It's picked up by Abby Bird, number two. She's the one that had three three-pointers against Watkins Glen in the first round of sectionals. 47 seconds to go, and Murray will walk the ball up half to half court. Drummond is out right now. Marcy Ritter's in. Number 12, I take that back. Number two, there's Abby Bird. Murray, Savannah Murray, she's been in there all the way, driving on the baseline. The runner is no good. Rebound Newman, but then lost out of bounds. It'll still be Unitigo's ball with 27 seconds to go. More subs coming in. So Murray will sit down with 10 points. Let me fill in my scorebook a little bit. Esperanza Gutierrez comes out, 2 for 2 from the line, and 4 points overall. We will go to a break and have the post game, so no problem there. It is Michaela Reynolds, shot short, 15 seconds to go, out of bounds. Shelby Medovich will be out of the game as well. 11 seconds to go. Abby Bird, let's get all the names in there. Carissa Warren, number 3. Number 14 is Katie Hoyt. Number 22 is Sarah Miller. and that will do it. Harpersville gets their second Section 4 championship in 3 years, losing last year but winning the year before and this year by the score of 60-36. So the magical season for Unitigo's many seniors has come to an end. And our postgame show on WCDO is brought to you by Mang Insurance, our dynamic defense award sponsor. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. And at Mang Insurance, we insure your life. By MBT Bank and the outstanding offense award sponsorship, MBT Bank putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. We'll be back to give you the quick scoring recap and name our awards, and then we'll sign off for the afternoon here before Harry Graves and Billy Blake bring you the Franklin Morris game at 4 o'clock. So again, 60-36. Stick around, our postgame show coming up immediately on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. They're giving all the non-starters credit on Unitigo on the visit or on the home side, but the non-winning side. So we've got some time here to review the game real quick. Harpersville just got out to the blocks, 8-0. It was 6-0 when Coach Greg Bonskowski called the timeout. It went to 8-0 before Unitigo scored to make it a couple of times to make it 8-4, and it was never that close again. 29-21 was the last time it got to within 8, and then it was never under double figures from there. Halftime score was 33-21, and after that it was Harpersville's Miranda Drummond with a three-pointer. And that really set the tone for the second half as well. Miranda Drummond, I had 28 points for her. Actually, 27. She had 7 two-pointers, a three-pointer, 10 for 15 from the line, 27 points. And she is by far our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. And for Shelby Medovich, she had 5 baskets and a three-pointer to make 13. A big, big help there for the Hornets. 2 points for Holly Henry, 4 for Espy Gutierrez, 2 for 2 from the line. Savannah Murray, what can you say, 10 points, and super defense on Sarah Menina. She kept Menina from scoring except for 2 shots in a row in the second quarter. So 10 points there, and 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Let's see, Tatiana Sosnowski, a solid game for this junior who will be a starter coming back. She's a bench player this year but saw a lot of time today. 2 baskets for 4 points. 19 two-pointers for Harpersville, 2 three-pointers, Medovich and Drummond in the third quarter, 16 for 24 from the line for 60 points, helped by 10 for 15 by Drummond herself. For Unitigo, Robin Foster, a senior, 4 baskets for 8 points, graduates. Kayla Talbot, 5'6", senior, did not score. She played Miranda Drummond as hard as she could today, and she did not score. She graduates. Casey Manzanero, 8 points, 6 for 10 from the foul line, just 1 field goal in that second quarter run. She finishes with 8. She graduates. No points for Courtney Bullis or Michaela Reynolds. Reynolds is a senior. Bullis a junior. Sarah Menina, 5'2", senior. Just a ball of fire. loved watching her play for the last 3-4 years. 7 points for her, including a three-pointer in the second quarter. Again, the only three-point maker for Unitigo in the entire postseason, all five. Cassidy Noon with 6 points. 2 for 3 from... Wait a minute. Yes, we will have the game at Harpersville and at Oneonta State against Cooperstown. I am loving it. 6 points for Cassidy Newman off the bench. She'll be a junior starter next year. She is a sophomore this year. Marissa Woodard, 6'2 junior, with 8 points today. Baskets in the first and third quarter back-to-back, and that was it for her, and she'll be a starter next year as well. Allie Butler, Emily Slauson, Leah, and Hazel Hanel, and Samantha Picard made the JV call-up list. And for Harpersville, Marcy Ritter, Shelby Medovich, Holly Henry, Lauren Murr, Katie Hoyt, Espy Gutierrez, Savannah Murray, Tatiana Sosnowski, Miranda Drummond, Abby Bird, and then JV call-ups Carissa Warren, a 5'2 sophomore, and Sarah Miller, a 5'8 freshman, will see action on the varsity next year. The Hornet mascot, who is Savannah Murray's twin brother, is there with a basketball. They're posing for their picture. Lots of cameras around. And we thank our special sponsors today, and you'll hear from them again later when Harry Graves and Billy Blake bring you the call at 4 o'clock of Franklin and Morris this afternoon from SUNY Oneonta. That will be our home away from home for today, well, last week and the week before and next week, because if Franklin beats Morris today, they'll host to the Class D champion, could be New York Mills, I'm not sure. It will be, a 1 o'clock game on Saturday afternoon, and then I believe at 3 o'clock, and that's all unofficial, will be Harpersville taking on Cooperstown. Saw Cooperstown play Unitigo in the very first game of the season. That was as close could be for a first game of the season. So Cooperstown winners of Section 3, Harpersville winners of Section 4. We'll have that game for you from SUNY Oneonta's Dewar Arena next week. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station and the many, many people who logged on today and listened in from either FM 101, AM 1490, or WCDOsports.com. Just so you know, if people are trying to listen to music on WCDO today, for the next, until the coverage starts at 3:45, it will still be WCDOsports.com in order to get music off the streaming audio for this afternoon. I get a chance to pack up my stuff before the Hall of Fame induction, and again, thanks to Dave Keller joining me today. I look forward to seeing Craig Stevens down here in just a little bit. My parents, Norm and Donna Davey, are still are here at the game, and also my brother Bob, who was a class of 73, and 40 years ago, his Sydney team beat Whitney Point to stay undefeated at a perfect 21-0. At the time, only a Section 4 championship was at stake. His team won 21-0, or with a 21-0 record over Whitney Point at SUNY Binghamton's West Gym at the time, 1973. And in that very first Section 4 Hall of Fame induction was my father's high school football and baseball coach from Oneonta, Mr. Hal Hunt. So I got to meet Mr. Hal Hunt that night, the one and only time. And so kind of the circle of life coming around 40 years later. My parents are here to see me get inducted into the Section 4 Hall of Fame. And my thanks to everybody at WCDO and our schools and our athletic directors and coaches and players and fans for really being a part of that whole honors. I'm truly honored by the whole thing. All right, I guess they're all lining up down below. I'll say goodbye for WCDO Radio Sports. I'm Greg Davey, and enjoy the next two games from Oneonta State. For all, the final score, 60-36, Harpersville with a Section 4 championship. And you heard it live here on your local sports leader, WCDO. Have a good one.